hate.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hand-holding. I find it uncomfortable. I feel self-conscious and I get sweaty. So wrote News Talk's own Simon Tierney in the Irish Independent. And he joins us now. Simon, I'm going to out myself here as someone who likes holding hands. Tell us why you think it's, what's kind of wrong with it.
Well, I suppose I feel a little bit conflicted about hand-holding, Ciara. In one sense, I find it, I suppose, territorial. When I see a guy gripping onto his girlfriend's hand at a public gathering, a party or in the pub, I see it as sort of an expression of insecurity, really. This dude is so insecure about his status, his relationship, that he needs to broadcast to everyone in the room that he's already claimed you're one. But on the other hand, I can see its value as an act of intimacy. And handholding is, let's not forget, it is an act of intimacy. And intimacy, by its very nature, is private, really. It can't be any other way. So if the handholding is coming from an authentic place, you can't really do it in public, can you?
I'm flabbergasted to some extent. First of all, I'm very interested in that dynamic that you're describing, the guy holding hands in a territorial. What if the girl is holding hands in a territorial way? What if she's claiming her man? Or what if they both just like holding hands?
Yeah, well, I can see that the a concession to public handholding is if one or other in the couple feels genuinely ill at ease in a public setting. I was actually rewatching that lovely 90s movie the other day, The Devil's Advocate. And in it, Charlize Theron is going to a work party with her husband, played by Keanu Reeves. And she says, before they go into the party, she's really nervous, and she says, "Do not let go of my hand during this party." And I can completely understand that sentiment.
So you can get it if it's supportive, sort of. I'm holding on to you. I'm giving you support. You're socially anxious, or the. But okay. I said at the outset I outed myself as a hand holder. But what about holding hands just because it's nice and you like it, and just because you're in your own little bubble with the person you're holding hands with, and it doesn't have to only be done in private, because when you're with somebody, if you love them in a certain way, maybe the rest of the world falls away a little bit.
Well, I suppose on a practical level, I actually just find it uncomfortable. My hands get sweaty. You must have lovely dry hands, Ciara. You're very lucky to be a member of the dry-handed community. But
are you a snuggler? Or do you fall asleep snuggling? I'm just wondering. I'm asking you all sorts of personal
snuggling
questions.
Snuggling doesn't come into my vocabulary.
You're not a snuggler.
No, I'm not a snuggler. But I think what someone mentioned to me, one of our colleagues mentioned yesterday, said there's a really practical thing about walking down the street. There isn't space to be holding hands. I can't stand when I'm walking down and I can see a couple coming towards me and they've got their interlocked hands. I think you guys got to break that up. Otherwise, how can I pass?
You're going to be garrotted by their linked arm. Your partner, I don't mean to be overly personal here. Does she feel
no problem
the same about handholding, or does she feel she's missing out on your sweaty palm?
No. She's very different to me. She'd be much more part of your brigade, Ciara. And, you know, she kind of laments my reluctance in this area. I did some experiments around this, and part of my experiment was to try it in public. And I actually did this last weekend, and I remember I grabbed her hand and I felt, I didn't know whether I should keep it kind of loose, kind of down by my side, or if I was holding her. I ended up looking like someone that was infirm, that maybe had an injury, and that she was kind of maybe my carer and offering assistance to me crossing the road. That's what I felt like. I felt completely emasculated by the whole experience. But then subsequently,
did you not feel you were being territorial? Because you said in the beginning, when the guy holds the hand, that he's claiming ownership. Did you not feel very manly holding her hand?
No, I didn't. Because I felt so uncomfortable doing it, I think I felt like I was pulling back. I wasn't committing to the bit.
Look, we will have to leave it there, Simon. I have no doubt you have started conversations in all sorts of couples around the country, and fair play to you for joining us. That is News Talk's own Simon Tierney, and of course writing about holding hands in the Irish Independent. Text has come in. Love Simon Tierney, love his way of thinking, and totally agree. And it is signed Ev in Phibsborough, Shane Coleman. Are you related in any way to Ev in Phibsborough, who
that
hates hand-holding?
That might be my wife, who doesn't like holding my hand.
Did you know she didn't like holding
I
your hand?
I did not.
Oh my God.
And maybe she might have told me before she told the nation.
Before she texted the show. It's even funnier that she didn't.
I always thought she liked holding my
hand. Oh, Shane. You'll have to hold your own hand. You just go around with like your hands clasped, like a choir boy in the front of you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.